Blog Talk Radio.
Purple Rain, and tonight we are talking about Bible class and what we need to do to better our life. Know how to better our life and how to walk to the next level in our life. I think that's the most important thing that we need to do, learn how to walk better in our life. God bless you tonight. I want to say to you tonight, I'm praying for the water in over Israel. I'm praying for the water in over Ukraine. I'm praying for peace all over the world. Join in with me with a solid prayer.
Every day, and speak something positive.
God is able to bring us out. I want to say to you tonight, there is something going on in our world. And I was talking to some people, and they were so upset. And I told them, Exodus 14:14, God is in control. And if God ain't in control, man, woman, give it to God. And not just feel your healing. Tonight is Bible study, and I want to talk about divine healing coming from God. You done did all you can do. Step back and let God heal
Your body, your mind, your soul.
We got some sick people out here. Their mind is messed up.
And they don't know how to get back.
So we have to teach them the word of God. And teach them how to get back to God.
Maybe your sister, your brother, it could be your husband, your wife.
Could be your mother, your father, or somebody in the family. And give it up.
But God is able to bring you out.
I'm praying for Mary Hawkins and her family, lost her brother. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal.
And she told me they lost their brother.
I think down in Georgia. Pearl, I'm praying for you also. You have to get ready and make preparation for God to carry you to the next level in your life.
Set back for a comeback.
Now, somebody don't understand what that means. That means we have set back for a comeback. Yeah, we were set back. Our ancestors were set back. It was brought here in chains.
Never looking for them to be doctors or lawyers.
Never looking for them to have an education. So we were set back for a comeback. And I want to tell you tonight, wherever you're at,
you're on your way back.
And the reason you're on your way back is because of your ancestors, because of your mother, your daddy. So I want to tell you tonight, I was talking to some people and they said, well, Bishop, what's going on? And the Spirit says, you're alone.
God got this. Whatever got to happen over in Israel, it's got to happen. Now, the lady asked me, what's got to happen? Because of sin. Generation of sin. Generation of curses. So it happens, the president can't stop it. It has to run its course. Which I had somebody talking about. So after it runs its course, again, it'll get back up. It's 30,000 people been killed already. And I know you're upset when little babies in the crib bombed and killed. The blood is at the altar. If the blood is at the altar, God got to deal with it. I can't deal with it. You can't deal with it. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So what I'm saying, God got to deal with what's going on. I can't deal with it. You can't deal with it. God got to deal with it. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And I want to read Exodus 14:14. And this is what he said. He said, step back, Moses. I got this. And I'm saying to you tonight, whatever you're going through, if it's a medical condition, step back and go into the spirit of the Almighty God. And cry out, Lord, heal my body, my mind, my soul. Move cataracts, move tumors, move cancer, high blood, low blood. God can do it. But we have turned away from God. If my people humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I heal the land. That's the Bible. But if you see now, wall and rumors of war. Some of you can't sleep at night. You lay down for a couple hours, wake back up. Because you're picking up the astral matter. You're picking up the death spirit. You're picking up the suicide spirit. You're picking up all of that. Tonight is Bible class night. I got two scriptures. I want to share with you. And I got Sister Mary Hoffman. And I want to say to you, Mary, I'm praying for your family. Lost your brother. There's no sorrow on earth for everything not healed. And I want to tell you and Pearl, all is well. God in the divine hour. And look what the Bible said. In all that way, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God. Eternal life. God is able to turn some things around. I want to say to somebody out there, got somebody in jail. Got somebody in prison. You don't know why. So much going on. Lady called me and said, all these people coming in. And what's happening? You know what's happening? When God gets through everything, a war, rumors of war. But the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. Mama and sisters and brothers all caught up. Dope, drugs, alcohol, scared to go out the house. Because demon spirit entered the husband. And why husband shoot wife, wife shoot husband. Boyfriend shoot girlfriend. All is evil. That's out there. But I heard him say the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Get ready. Let me say that again. Set back for a comeback. When you tell somebody, I've been set back, Well, come back, and I'm bad.
You know, when I said that, get back, come back, I see a brother in the spirit laughing at me.
And Brother Jerome, when I said, sit back, come back, I can see him with that smile on his face. Sometimes you have to pick up people's spirit to give you a clue that you're on the right track. And some of you don't believe in the ancestors. You don't believe they'll come and comfort you.
Some of you don't believe that the ancestors are right there.
The reason they don't come to you, you don't call.
You have not because you ask not.
I say, our ancestors. Now, I want to tell you tonight, as I get ready, Mary Hawkins, I want you to read Psalm 24.
This is 2024.
I want to tell you, this is the year for you to be successful.
This is the year for miracles breaking off in your house.
This is the year for you to claim your new car, your home.
If you want to get married to a husband or a wife,
if you want to stay single, that's still good.
As long as you give it to God,
as long as you make your mind up, you want God to take you to the next level. And I want to say to you, Sister Pearl, you lost your brother, but I want to tell you, that God called him home because it was time for him to come.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge God, he will direct your path. So I'm praying tonight for you, Sister Pearl, and your family, and I go in the spirit realm. I talked to Bertha, and she was telling me, Bishop, all is well. And she was telling me to tell Pearl, get ready for a woman coming that way if you don't straighten up. And I don't have to tell you who it is. You already know who it is.
Glory, hallelujah.
We're going to get off in the word of God. I'm going to play a little music, but I'm going to let Mary read Psalms 24. And as you read that, it's going to be a word to help you go to the next level. And that word that she's going to read is going to break some yokes for you and open up some doors. For you, I had somebody.
I want to tell Sister Roshonda down in Monroe.
I've been calling, but I'm praying for you. All is well. I just feel that 2024 is a blessing to you. And some of you, I got to tell you, a new home, a new car. In the home you got, you're going to pay. Now, I want to give you a word that you ain't heard. Debt free. Let me say it again. You have not because you ask not. I want God to give you debt free when you don't owe nobody.
And God can do that if you just let God in and trust God for the healing.
I'm praying for Sister Deborah Ann. And you haven't called me, Roshonda Deborah Ann.
And Sister Ramona, I know your problem.
Call the bishop.
I know what you're going through.
Well, I got a word. I want to say this. I don't know what day it was. Sister Angie came to me. That's the sister of Ramona. That's Sister Deborah Ann.
She came to the bishop, looking for me.
I was shocked. It was just like a vision or a dream. Tell my sister to get some help. Don't do like I did. I want to get that message. I've been calling her. I couldn't get that message to her. Maybe you can get that message to her. She can be healed if she lets go and let God.
This is Bible
study tonight. I want you to read east, west, north, and south. Psalm 119.
Read it to the east,
the west,
and
south.
And grant God what
you want.
But I want to
give you a word
tonight.
Let me get Sister Mary on the line. Thank you, Karen. Mary.
Yes.
Did you got some 20 for me?
Yeah, 24.
I want you to read that kind of loud because I want to kind of have a look with it.
Read
that for me.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I want to stop right there. Whatever you want. I wish somebody listening to me tonight. God will give it to you. With your healing, your mind, your soul, your body. Because
it
don't belong to the president.
It don't belong to the bishop.
It belongs to God. And you got to ask God for it in prayer. You got to ask God for it in truth.
The world and they that dwell therein.
So the world and them that live in it, and that's what that says. Go ahead.
For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?
Now, I'm going to stop right there. See, God already established. We have somebody. Whatever you need,
you ain't got to do nothing wrong.
God, you have not because you ask not. He has already set things in place.
You, man, woman, it's set in place.
I don't care how it looks. But 2024 is your year to claim your blessing,
your healing, your breakthrough.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
After everybody lied on you, they gone. Everybody tried to trick you, they gone. Because God already said, if you stay with me, you stay with God, ain't nothing that you can't have.
You talking about materialistic things,
I'm talking about your soul being healed.
Whatever's in your body, God can heal it tonight, right now.
Ain't got to wait till tomorrow. Now is the time for you to cry out. Just come in, Lord, heal me from alcohol.
Heal me from argument.
Heal me from all that's going on in my family.
Bring love and happiness in my family, in the name of the Almighty God.
It'll happen, man. Won't it happen now? If you just let go and let God.
You say, well, I'm stressed because mama gone. Hey, I'm stressed because brother gone.
Everything is in divine order. God is too intelligent to make a mistake. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Read on.
He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul until
vanity, nor sworn deceitful.
He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the Lord.
Stop right there. You will receive a blessing from God because a much right man needs a much right woman. Y'all don't hear me. Drinking and smoking and fighting and cursing, you're going to hell. You're going to a place called hell, and right now you're in hell because you ain't made up your mind that you're going to live for God.
Somebody, this buffalo coming in here,
it got to happen. The war got to happen. because God is loving all this stuff. When it gets down, when men get through killing each other, when women get through, God will step in.
My neighbor,
blood. I was looking at my prediction. It was saying that's going to be flood in my neighbor. That's going to be an earthquake in New York. Earthquake in Illinois. Going down to Zoo.
I got a paper.
It's happening. Flood and storm in diverse places.
I told you last year that was seven eagles with fishes. Then there were seven angels watching the world. If you go with that, God will give you your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough. Stop depending on man and depend on God. If they talk negative, get rid of them. If they ain't right, leave them alone.
Because the wages of sin is death.
The gift of God tonight is salvation.
The gift of God is you able to do your assignment. What assignment God gave you tonight? You got a sign, man, and you ain't doing it.
Y'all believe what I'm saying?
God gave you a sign, man.
Woman, God gave you a sign, and you wonder why things happen because you're not doing it. Mama can't do it. You got to do what God said you to do. And if you do what God said you do, all I told you, set back.
And once you've been set back, but I'm back. I've been set back for comeback, and I'm back. That's wrong. What I'm saying to you, I'm back. I'm working with the angels.
I'm with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, so I can overcome anything that the devil throw at me.
I can overcome it. I got people working with me.
Yeah, ain't nobody stop.
And righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be
lift up right there. Lift your head up. Stop holding your head down. Stop saying you can't. You say, lift your head up. God strong and mighty, and the God in you, man. Woman, the God is in you. But you got to activate it. If I got a credit card with a million dollars on it, if I don't activate it, it ain't no good. You got to activate the healing of your body. You got to move cancer, tuberculosis, cataract. You got to set that all well. Maybe people don't understand. You got to activate the power. Glory, hallelujah, God gave you tonight. You got to activate it. You got to lift them and say, glory, hallelujah, and all is well. Set back, and I'm back.
Oh, actually, you know, I'm going to leave that alone.
Read on. I'm going to stop.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
The King of Glory. What that scripture talking about? It's talking about God coming. The God in you. The woman in you. Somebody will see that you're a healer. Somebody will see your new business, your new car. Somebody will see that the God in you.
Oh, I had somebody. I say I've answered.
See, our ancestors had God in them. I want to thank our ancestors for education. I want to thank our ancestors for music. I want to thank our ancestors for giving us knowledge. Anything that's been on this earth, our ancestors gave it to us. We didn't get it by ourselves. We didn't make the pyramids. The ancestors made them, and we just enjoyed it. Let the King of glory come in, strong and mighty, and he will fight, and every devil will fight it. Glory, hallelujah. Freedom, I'm going to stop.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Shall come in. Now, hold up. When you lift your head up, and I'm talking about you know that you know that when you ask God for something, he's going to give it to you. Lift your head up, strong and mighty. What that really means is that you can't do it by yourself, but once you elevate God in it, everything is possible. Whatever you need, God got what you want. If you walk in the anointing of God, he opened the door. I ain't talking about running the church, telling the pastor or the bishop. I'm talking about you doing it yourself. You got the power, man. You got to activate that power. You got to activate the Holy Ghost down in you. It will heal cancer. Cataract, you can't heal, you ain't activated. The doctor said it will take this pill and that pill, you don't get well. But when you give it to God in prayer, and you go down in prayer, God going to give you. Just what I was asking somebody tonight, listen to what I'm saying. God can heal you right now. God can move cataracts, tumors, high blood, low blood. God can move cancer. God can move dementia. They told me, my mama got me, I said, you pray for? No, the doctor, I ain't about no doctor. Go to Dr. Jesus. Go to the Almighty God. Lay your hands on that woman. And talk to God. Lay your hand on that man and talk to God. All these conditions is conditions that of the earth. These are conditions of the devil. These conditions of evil and witchcraft. You got to rebuke them. God, let God come in strong and mighty in power. Read on.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I just read Psalm 24:1-10. That's it.
Thank you, Mary. So who is the King of glory? Well, he let you know that you ain't got the word. He's talking about God. He's talking about letting him in. Why? You let him in your life. You let him in your... You come out, I'm opening the door in the house. You just got to let him in you. Oh, my gosh. You got to let God come in you, man. You got to say, I'm leaving the door. I'm all alone. And anybody, I'm leaving alone because God's going to show you, let him in. Who's coming in? The King of glory, God of the universe, God of the whole world, the God that sits high and looks low. He'll come in, he'll touch you. I want to play tonight, and I want you to listen to this. You know, they got this young man in jail. R. Kelly did a lot of things, but a lot of people did more than R. Kelly. They ain't in jail. People did more than Jeff Ford. Larry Hoover is killing for life. You got to understand when you cry out to God, and sometimes records bring different knowledge to you and give you a way out. See, that's what you got to understand, what's going on with you. And that's got to break the yoke for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to let you know.
just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know your thoughts inside of me. Then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. That open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it.
There's a healing in this room. There's a miracle in this room. We talk to the name of
breakthrough coming tonight.
And I want to say to you,
when I'm breakthrough coming, let God open up that door for you. Because it's going to be a happy day.
That's what it's going to be.
Thank you.
Happy day. Day.
Yeah. A greater love story than the story of the prodigal son. Jesus dramatically tells of God's love and God's patience and God's long suffering and God's concern about man in this passage. He intended to show, first of all, the danger of self-righteousness in the characterization of the son that stayed at home. Although he stayed at home, although he did not go astray, although he did not engage in wild and riotous living, when his brother was redeemed, and was regained, he was too selfish to come in and join in the banquet and celebrate the recovery of his lost brother. So that Jesus intends for us to learn in this that it is as dangerous to stay in the church and be selfish as it is to go out but finally come back. Now the theme of this passage is love. And Jesus intended to show us that God is a God of the law. Now, Jesus also said that God was not the God of the living, or of the dead, but a God of the living. By that, he did not mean that he turned his back on you when you die. Yeah. But he rather meant that no man is dead with God. Yeah. And David had us to know that we cannot escape to any realm where God is not. Yeah. If he went into the heavens, if he went to the utmost parts of the earth, if he made his bed in hell, behold, God is there. So God is the God of the lost. You do not believe that he's the God of the lost, make up in your mind to come back to God. And like the father of the prodigal, his arms will be wide open. And a robe will be waiting, you understand, in his one robe of blessing. Now, I said the theme of this story is love. Jesus in this chapter tells of three things that were lost. First, he tells of lost sheep. Yeah. Secondly, he tells of lost money. Yeah. Thirdly, he tells of a lost son. Yeah. In the case of the lost sheep, the shepherd went back over his steps and over his traveling the day, the previous day, and searched in every ravine and every mountainside and every valley until he had regained the sheep that was lost. The woman who lost one of her corns of kin stuck in every corner.
Yes.
And under every bed and behind every door.
Yes.
Until she had found her lost corn.
Yes.
But then there's no word of anybody having gone out to look for this lost son. You see, in the case of the sheep, we have the loss of property.
Yes.
In the case of the lost coin, we have financial loss.
Yeah.
In the case of the son, we have human loss.
Yeah.
People go out looking to regain lost property.
Yeah.
People work double shifts in order to regain lost money.
Yeah.
But very few people bother themselves about trying to regain lost son.
Yeah.
Lost daughter.
Yeah.
Lost husband or lost wife.
Yeah.
Or even lost friend.
Yeah.
This young man, in the case of the prodigal son, became restless, according to the story, and became a little impatient with the discipline and order and regulation of his home.
Yes.
Possibly his brother led a life that was too dull. Possibly the loving rule of his father was a little irritating.
Yes.
Yet he was young, and the blood of youth was dancing for anxiety and excitement in his veins. You understand, his heart had grown alien. Alien to his home. Alien to the traditional situation among his people. Alien to the things that were native to him. The fact